This podcast features adults using adult language. You have been warned.
All right. You're pretty sure that if you drop the rope ladder down all the way, somebody down there is going to see this ladder go. There's a mound of rubble at the bottom of the shaft where some of the debris fell through. And obviously, if there's anybody in the larger room below, unless you do something like maybe tie off the last few feet of the ladder so it doesn't roll all the way down.
How much of a jump do we think there is between the...
You think about 20 feet.
Okay, so if we don't want to take 2d10 or whatever, it's probably best to have the ladder.
Yes.
Yeah, but we could tie off the last maybe 5 rungs of it or whatever so that they don't see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a very good plan, Dungeon Master. Thank you.
You guys thought of it. You drop the ladder down so that it doesn't quite hang into the room.
Right.
You can hear the odd voice now and then say something. You get the impression that whoever's down there is sort of in exploratory mode.
Oh, okay. So this is probably new for them, too. They probably haven't figured the whole thing out. Well, I say...
All right, dwarf first.
I was just going to say, now we all know how this goes, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Binwin, you start to lower yourself down.
I'm embracing this time. All right, dwarf down first. Bam.
Okay. Who's following Binwin?
Maybe send dwarf, striker, cleric.
Yeah, that makes sense.
War wizard.
Yep. Got it. All right, move your figures from this particular board.
Look
at you.
Wow.
We really do need a webcam now.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great to have like a camera set up right
here? Yes, it would be totally awesome.
So as someone who listened to the first podcast and felt so, so envious every time you described something cool, to get to actually see it is so awesome.
Listen, I'm here to tell you that we did not have anything this cool last time.
But also, as someone who knows what it's like to listen to it, and you guys go, that's awesome. I know that everybody listens to this. Oh, I want to see this.
Fuck you.
I'm going to attempt to describe this for the people who are listening. So this is cool. So this is like, this is a big, like maybe a 24-inch foam core board that's painted black. And then resting atop it are all these cool dungeon tiles. And they're making a bit of a labyrinth. And so this room that we're going to fall into, there's a pile of rubble that's marked as difficult terrain. And then around it, there's like some glowing kind of pots and some things that are stacked up to look like columns. And then something else that's sort of stacked up that looks like
he's actually done like elevation.
Yeah. So instead of just being flat on the thing, that's actually raised up to give the real appearance of things being stacked up. It's very cool.
So these triangles represent difficult terrain?
Double move.
Yes.
Cost.
Okay. And
you can't shift through it.
As you've surmised, the shaft basically is on top of those 4 squares and sort of drops down in the middle of the room. Binwin, you're the first to peer through, you're not actually technically on the floor yet, but you're upside down and looking. You see there are 4 thick columns that support the room, and those are these 4 raised black areas. The room is lit by 2 smoldering braziers that look quite valuable because they're traced in gold. You can see some supplies pushed off toward one end and some piles of skulls littering.
Collections
of skulls littering the floor. But certainly the most the obvious thing you see is that there are scaffolds built up against the walls, and they look very, very old and dusty and ramshackle and unsafe.
That's what these are. Look at the stairs.
Does it look like the room was not actually completed?
The room looks like it was completed, but you think that some effort was made. You've got low light vision, so you have no trouble seeing that after the room was built, some effort was made to put inscriptions on the walls, mosaics and ruins and hieroglyphs. And those are sort of, it looks like that work was started, but never finished. The scaffolds are about 10 feet high, and you can see, you know, people at some point in the distant past, somebody would have used the scaffolds to get up high enough to start the writings and etchings on the walls, but they don't look complete yet. By the way, the room is occupied.
That's what I want to hear.
Oh, by the way.
Okay, the little light says occupied.
Occupado.
All right. And you see more skull-faced freaks, but that is not all.
That's funny, like one of those airplane lavatory kind of warning sign things, you know, that's just like, bing! It's like a little dwarf with a slash through it.
Right.
You know?
It is now safe to kick butt in the cabin.
Yeah, let's hope that these continue to be minions.
The guys that you recognize as minions before are in fact minions.
Okay.
So you gotta get up on these guys.
Wow, there's a lot of guys in here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 minions. 2 crossbow guys.
Yeah. There's something else here too. Which looks...
A displacer beast.
A beholder. A piercer. Remember the piercer?
What the fuck?
What?
We'll talk about the piercer in a
second. Yeah, sorry. What the hell is that?
It's like a paper shredder. It's like a living
shredder. It's the mangler.
Looks kind of like a bear trap or something, right?
It does. It looks like essentially exactly what you see, a giant hinged set of metal jaws. And
they use it for some ritual? Is it kind of caked with gore?
It does seem to have some blood and strands hanging from its teeth.
I mean, is it immobile? Is it animated?
It does not appear to be animated.
Okay. So it's a device.
We can use it.
All right.
It does just look like a device sitting with its jaws open on the floor.
Okay.
And for the benefit of the listeners, and if this gets tiresome, I'll stop. But for the benefit of the listeners, there are 2 crossbowmen standing atop scaffolds on either side of this room, and 2 minions, one on each scaffolding, and then there are 4 other minions, 3 next to the supplies, and a 4th over near a couple of piles of skulls.
Yes.
If you're trying to visualize this
tending
room,
them, I assume.
And it's like a 20 by 20 room.
And then the figure I'm putting down now appears to be some sort of leader type. Basically, a big, brutish thug with just sort of a black leather vest. And he has got a helmet on with a visor that looks like a skull. And what's distinctive about him is he has this gigantic bashing maul, this great club that he wields. That does not look like... The business end looks most unkind.
Now that I've scoped this out, I look up at you and I do some tight-ass military hand signals.
I do.
For the benefit of the listener, you should have been here. That was really loud.
Yeah, that was
and
funny.
You're... Jerry, one clampy one? Hmm?
All right.
You're able to hear
the
only voice you hear is one of the minions looking at the inscriptions on the wall saying, "What the hell is this crap anyway?"
But are they working on them?
No. They, in fact, look utterly bored and contemptuous and sad.
They didn't want this job. It sucks. They get all the bitch work from the cult, I'm sure.
You hear them going off on someone they call Falk saying, "How much longer do we have to stay down here to entertain his sordid fantasies?" What's sordid mean? Shut up.
I told you should have taken that correspondence course.
All right,
gone to DeVry.
What's with all these skulls? They look like goblin skulls.
Do something, dwarf.
I'm hungry. I'm hearing a lot of stuff.
Can we crack open some food? Falk says no, not until he gets back.
Not until he gets back.
I am going to drop down.
Okay.
I guess there's no way to avoid dropping on the difficult terrain.
No.
You could attempt
an acrobatics
check to land in an adjacent square. Yeah. It's still a 20-foot drop, though, Benwin. You'll probably want to make a check just to minimize the damage. Hello,
donuts. It's time for donuts, by the way.
So it's best for me to make a roll to minimize damage. Because I'd like to kind of swing and land over by that clump. But if I've got a 20-foot drop... Oh, I have a 20-foot drop after I'm down at the end of the rope?
No. Really?
The ceiling is 20 feet high. The scaffolding is 10 feet high.
Okay.
So you are coming down from the ceiling, so there's a 20-foot drop to the floor.
All right, well... Now, so that drop, I have to make a roll to make sure I don't tumble and look like a fool.
You're going to take damage no matter what, and there's no way that you're going to keep combat advantage. And I'm sorry to be metagaming, but there's no way you're going to keep combat advantage when you land down there. You should just go down the rope and not take the extra damage from the the fall.
We're scoped. I mean, what cinching that ladder up gave us was information.
Yeah.
Untwist it.
Oh yeah, now cut. Let that sucker drop.
All right. When it drops here, what the?
Yeah. What the?
It's going to be a big surprise.
And then you hear a voice say, Hey, stay the hell up there. We'll let you know when it's time to come down.
The time has come.
And suddenly, this dwarf comes scampering down. You can put yourself in any of those four difficult terrain squares.
All right.
Obviously, yeah. You can step out of difficult terrain without the penalty.
Yeah, yeah. You're fine to get out of it.
Yeah.
I think it's time to go to work, man.
Yeah.
So descending, let's do the whole initiative thing. Binwin's presence has set off a...
Oh!
Binwin landed on his head.
Four initiative.
Four! Well, all your friends are going to land on your shoulders and then spring into action.
14.
While you're still standing there. 12?
No, 9.
9.
I misread the number.
Jim.
20. Oh, shit. No, not 20. 27.
27.
Hello. And sorry, Omen?
That's 13.
Okay. You see Binwin drop down, and there's this sort of moment of silence down below, and then you hear, get him! Yeah! Get him! what do you do?
That's tough.
Where the hell did the dwarf come from? Shut up!
So, yeah, I mean, what are his options for getting, for doing stuff?
If I climb down the rope...
Currently, you're in the back end of things. So you are, let's see, 4 squares, 5 squares. You are 7 squares up. Your movement is 6. So if you were to just take a move, you'd still be dangling on the end of the...
But he had visibility into the room.
Yes, you'd be
in
the room.
Can he cast spells hanging by his
Absolutely.
Feet from the ladder?
Or he could cast spells... It's a rope ladder, so he has sort of cinch up with one arm and hang from the ladder.
Two wands.
So I'm sort of hanging up above him here.
Okay.
Yeah,
just put yourself in a square.
Yeah.
Okay.
How high off the ground do you want to be? You can be anywhere
from... What's the highest I can be but still see into this room?
20 feet up.
Okay, well, I'm 20 feet up.
Right in the ceiling.
Okay. Well, how many squares does that represent? Like,
it's 4 squares.
The air?
Keep in mind, though, that you're going to also prevent others from coming down the ladder if you just stay there.
You count distance the same way anybody would if they were on the ground.
Okay. Say that again. I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, he wants to know if what Scott wants to know is if can someone else get down on the other side of the rope ladder?
Yes, you can move through. You can move through friendly squares even on the ladder.
I'm not blocking the path.
It's awkward. It's awkward and hysterical, but you can do it.
It's hijinks.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Foot on the face.
Face. Ow!
Right.
All
right.
Well, I think I'm going to do a. I think I'm going to do a scorching burst down here. Okay. These guys are all adjacent, right?
Yes, you could center the middle guy and hit all three of them.
That's going to be hot.
Hopefully.
You'll also hit their provisions, but they're in crates and stuff, so they won't do much damage.
Okay. Yeah, so Scorching Burst. This is a +7 attack bonus. 11 +7?
18 on the first one?
That's a hit. Flex. Gone.
Do I keep doing...
Yeah, you make a separate attack against each one.
So I don't do the damage yet. Oh, because they're minions, so they just
pop.
They just pop.
Okay, so then we'll do this guy over here, I guess. 20.
Plus so he's...
7, so 27.
Wow.
So he's gone.
He's a critical hit. He's especially obliterated.
Yes.
And the last guy...
His helmet goes flying through the air. Smoking.
9 plus 7.
16 against reflex is a hit.
All right.
Well, boom!
Jim Dark Magic!
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jim Dark Magic. Magic!
Three guys go up like torches and then clatter to the ground.
While hanging from a rope ladder.
It really is great.
That's
how hardcore he is. Like, he's got his knees tucked in. He's hanging upside down, casting.
Oh, yeah, one stave. Staves.
That's going to be fun to draw.
That'll be a funny one, yeah.
All right, the next thing that happens is the guy with the big-ass maul comes
charging
down the scaffolding.
I'm worried about this metal tooth thing.
Actually, no, he doesn't. He just goes...
Seems to me like unless we step in it, it's not going to be a problem.
Yeah. I don't know what purpose it serves.
That thing is so coming to life.
All right, he gets to there.
It's going
to
become ambulatory.
It's going to be all
and then
nom,
he says,
nom,
he
nom,
says
nom,
to the
nom.
Dwarf, "You dwarf, I don't like you.
Yes,
you're going to die.
He's marked me.
I'm going to bash your brains."
Can I assume that means he's marked me and I'll have a combat disadvantage against others?
Listen, that's not what the game is about.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is that what that means?
In fact, not yet.
Okay.
Oh. We're not exactly sure what kind of person he is yet.
Okay. The two crossbowmen will take shots at those they can see. One on Binwin, one on Jim. Binwin, that is a 26.
That's a hit.
Yeah.
For...
Is this versus AC?
3, yeah.
Yeah.
3 damage. Just a glancing shot. Jim, That's a measly 13 versus AC.
Yes.
Okay.
You swung out of that.
You're so dazzled by just like the little blue sparkly still coming off your fingers.
So I am a total of... Yeah.
What is that? I think that's Jim Dark Magic.
I was like, wow, that is so cool.
Of the New Hampshire Dark Magics?
They're a little bit impressed.
Dude, those guys just got Dark Magic magicked.
What you did to Bob was not cool, but at the same time...
It was so cool.
Here, so I was up... behind one behind him. So I mean, how many squares am I technically out of this?
You are 5 squares from the bottom.
Okay. Well, I'm going to come down.
Okay.
And go right here.
You have to come down into a square with the difficult terrain.
That's fine.
Okay.
And I'm going to blast. I'm going to stay away. Actually.
Let's get closer to the metal teeth.
Yeah. It's behind me. So I'm going to dish up something y'all ain't never heard before. Sacred Flame. Well, no, that's not what I'm going to do. Sacred Flame sucks. But it's the only attack I have that can hit at range like that. So here we go.
I'm sorry, who's your target?
19. Attacking this.
Got it. 19 is going to hit him.
I love it. That is a d6 plus 3.
Okay.
And I'm going to give Binwin... 2 bonus hit points.
I'll take it.
So total damage is 6.
Well done. Okay. You rock him with that, and he staggers a little bit, and you see the scaffolding under him kind of shift and wobble, and all this dust.
There may be some opportunities there to deal with this shit.
Yes.
Then immediately after that, minions go.
This is a pretty cool setup.
Thanks.
Like everybody together on this mound, like this is very awesome. It's got a Helm's Deep thing that is really working for me.
And over here, only this guy can attack. And he hits.
Is it attack Jim?
Oh, no, wait, Jim's up.
He's still hanging at altitude.
We'll move over to here and engage Mr. Bronzebottom.
Mr.
Bronzebottom.
Yes.
That's only 18 versus AC.
No.
You deflect it.
I do.
Well done. And now we come to Aeolifel.
I will come down the ladder.
Done.
And
you still have 2 points of movement to spare.
Okay, so I come down to the bottom here, and it costs me... Explain to me difficult terrain, because this is new to me.
If you move into a square with difficult terrain, it costs double.
And if I move out of a square,
no problem.
Regular movement.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to step out of the difficult terrain down... here.
Okay.
And I'm going to attack this fool with my overwhelming strike.
Alright.
So this is wisdom versus AC. 12, 15.
15 versus AC on the minion is a miss.
Well, crap.
Crap's over.
No, hold on a second. So your wisdom score is 3, mm-hmm. but we add half level. Your bonus is actually 4 to attack, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
So it's...
16, is that help?
Versus AC?
Yeah.
Is a miss.
Yeah, I should write that down here. Yeah, you know, actually, I did write down. See this giant plus 4 I put down here? Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to help.
I didn't use the computer to make my...
It's all
sort of like...
I did my shit on Vellum.
Yeah.
All right.
He deflects you with his shield.
All right.
And that brings us to...
And I curse him.
As you should. Binwin.
Right. I know that the big guy's marked me, but I have plenty of time to fight him. Meanwhile, I've got these 2 minions close to me.
You sure do.
I'm going to do a sweeping blow. This is a burst
mm-hmm.
with one adjacent square. I also get, since I'm wielding an axe, I get half of my strength modifier as a bonus to my attack roll.
Nice.
So I get a plus 10 to this roll. So 20.
Hit.
Versus AC.
Dead.
So I guess both of them, right? All
right. So you have to hit both of them?
I have to do it. I have to hit both, right? Yeah. Well, it's a close burst one.
Yes. You roll against each target within the burst.
13.
That's a miss.
Missed that second guy.
Okay.
And that's okay.
You know what?
Yes.
That's fine.
One of them goes tumbling backwards over the brazier and does not get up. And then we are back at the top with Jim hanging by a thread.
Jim Dark Magic.
So we got to get you out of there.
Trying to drop down.
Oh, yeah.
Can't you fly down?
Yeah, I guess physically he can't attack you. Like, that's actually a really good place for you to be.
Yeah, maybe I'll just stay
you
up there.
You can touch everybody from there.
Yeah, I'm going to hang out up there. I feel like these really are the guys that are the threats to Jim.
Yes.
And yeah. So I'm going to go after them.
Start working.
I'm going to go magic missile on. Have either of them been hit?
One of them has been hit.
Yeah, he's been hit.
Okay, I'm going to hit this guy over here then.
All right.
Jim's magic missile. 18 plus 7 versus
ooh, that's going to hurt. Roll your damages.
So this is 2d4 plus 6.
Zork.
Yeah.
So I forget.
11.
4 and 1. You read them differently. One has it on the top and one has it on the bottom.
So it's 5 plus 6?
Yep.
Yeah, yep. So
11.
All right. Nicely done.
Good. Glad to help.
I needed to reach out my own.
That's all right. Listen, all I did was turn on the light. You actually walked into the room. Yeah. It's okay.
Okay, yeah. So I hit him for 11.
We're going to keep working on that guy.
And they will start picking off Jim.
Uh-oh.
They know trouble when they see it. The first one rolls a 15 versus AC.
No.
The second one rolls a 27 versus AC.
That will hit me.
I won't lie, that's a solid product. For
7 damage.
Okay.
You see Jim up on the ladder go, ah! Swing back and forth, kind of twists around.
You dodge one arrow like, ha ha, miss, and you swing right at the second one. Cool!
This one will move to here and then charge Binwin.
Oh,
bring it!
With his big death mallet. All right. Here comes the love.
My next move, boss. It's going to please you.
Yeah?
Yes.
I'm ready.
He is a little sad in his rage. He did not connect. he only rolled a 14 versus your AC.
I dodged that shit.
All right.
There's a lesson here, kids. Sometimes when you're so angry, you hold the maul a little too tightly.
What is anger get you?
Duke is going to come out at the end of this whole encounter.
Yeah.
He's really going to break it down.
But you see, he is working himself up into a rage, and he seems to like that a great deal.
Oh, no. He's a barbarian or something.
He's a barbarian.
Okay.
And then... Let us see.
So crossbows is gone. He's gone. Minions.
Next up is the... They're gone. Omen.
All right. Jim, do you have this situation?
I'm fine.
Okay. Listen, you have not been hit yet. You're okay.
I'm only at 20. I'm at 21, so I'm okay.
Okay. And you're hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just going to move into that space.
Okay.
Does that provoke an attack?
No.
Okay.
Unless you're going to use a ranged attack now.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I am going to utilize...
If you spam this guy, then we can combat advantage. We can flank this guy in the next turn. I don't know if you want to waste your move. I can just move up here.
No, I can just break him down. That's what we need. Either flank him for me or for him, which is probably probably better. All right, I'm going to dish up my righteous brand of vengeance.
Okay.
On this cat. 17 AC.
Miss.
Son of a...
Wow.
This is a higher
actually,
echelon.
He's really... He's more of a lackey than a minion.
Yeah.
He is. And in fact, he's called a human lackey. He's still a minion, though. All right. You are surprised when your blow is buffeted away by a shield. Then he will return the favor and try to smash you in the chest with his club. That will be a 23.
Yes, that's good.
6 points of damage.
I will take it.
His other buddy will bash on Binwin, but rolls pathetically.
I love it.
Those are the only two minions, so now it is the Eladrin.
I swear an oath of enmity against that minion lackey, which I should have done on the last turn, and I just forgot to do.
Okay.
Because he makes me angry.
Right.
So that's what that sets up is this bond of retribution.
Okay.
Which is an at-will thing. I don't think I'm going to use this not right now, but this is what this does. This is cool. This is an at-will, divine, radiant, standard melee attack.
With avocado.
And I really recommend getting it on wheat. It targets one creature. It's wisdom versus AC. It does weapon plus wisdom modifier. The first time an enemy other than the target hits or misses you before the end of your next turn... The target takes radiant damage equal to your intelligence modifier.
Sick. White. So just set it up on him and then get out of there.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that's my at will that I can do. That makes me happy. So How many standard actions do you get on a turn?
One.
Sorry? One?
One standard.
Okay, so...
one move, one minor.
All right, very good. Then I'm going to... where is that there? I'm going to overwhelming strike this guy.
All right.
That's what I like to see.
Yeah. So it's wisdom versus AC, and it's plus four.
That's
as
right.
A matter of
Pa-ching!
Fact. Yeah. Woo! 14. Oh. I think that's probably not going to do it.
Unfortunately not. Oof. Okay. Then, Binwin.
Oh, yes.
Binwin.
Oh, I'm going to shift back. I can do that, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah, you're
gonna,
on
gonna,
open terrain.
I'm going to shift back there.
So, as a minor action.
Yeah.
I look at this guy, the mole, right in the eye. Reach behind my back. Pull out my battle standard, find it, and say, Acquisitions Incorporated! You know, some branding.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
So he knows.
Does his mighty voice shake the chamber a little bit? Maybe some
absolutely.
Dust falls from the ceiling?
Yes, the scaffolds tremble.
There are customers everywhere, even in subterranean crypts.
This creates a space, since it's in the space next to me, it creates mm-hmm. a zone.
Mm-hmm.
Close burst 5.
Nice.
When I'm in this zone, or any
of
you are in this
it's
zone.
It's the zone. Let's just, from here on out,
we're in the
plus
zone.
One
the
power
zone.
To damage bonus.
Nice.
Plus one power on damage rolls.
Nice.
Until the end of the encounter, or unless he removes it from the ground, so don't tell him that.
he just kicks over our awesome banner.
Then, I am going to use a Reaping Strike
uh-huh.
on that mofo.
Excellent.
That is a 6 plus 9.
Plus 15. Let's maybe
6 plus 9 is a hit.
Okay.
On the barbarian guy.
Armor is not his strength.
So.
That's good news.
My flesh-seeking war axe loves the taste of his blood. So.
You get a plus 1 next time?
I'm using that encounter for him so that I get a plus 1 on my next attack.
Right.
And now I get to do 1d12.
Come on, big.
Shit. 3 plus 7.
Right. So 10, and then plus 1 for the banner.
Battle standard.
Yep.
So 11.
11. Well done.
He got hit. That's
he
the main
that.
Thing.
Ah!
Whenever you are here,
he spits out
I
one of his teeth
like
at you.
Oh, really?
I can't help it. Look at that.
Are you drawing like me, or
yeah,
do I just always draw like you, and you're drawing like you?
Let's go with that one.
That's it. Mm.
If this is drawing like me, then I'm a badass.
As you smack this berserker, he spits his loose tooth out at you.
Puff.
Nice! Wow.
Is that in a game ability? Or...
That's a minor action.
It's a minor action.
Spitting
it's a free action.
Free action.
You can spit your own teeth is a free action.
That's Jim. Scott Kurtz Dark Magic.
Jim Dark Magic. You're up.
Jim Dark Magic is up, still hanging from the ceiling.
Yep.
Still angry at these crossbow guys.
That's awesome.
This is the one that was hurt, right?
Right.
He sort of scooted around the side. Yep. I'm going to focus on him again with Jim's magic missile. So this is, I always forget, plus 7. 18.
Okay, that's going to do it.
And 2d4 plus 6. 1 and a
1.
Boy, that blows. So.
8.
8, yeah.
All right. That is enough to bloody him, however.
That's good.
Yeah, we'll keep chewing him up.
Okay.
All right, so Binwin has gone. Jim has gone.
Yes. Jim was the top of the initiative. Next is the bad guys. I'm going to slide him to here so that he is flanking Binwin.
Son of a bee.
He does not like you at all.
I don't blame him.
All you did was come down.
Unfortunately,
the
he can't.
Like, he's a dwarf.
Listen, usually when when fighters are sized up, there's a better fighter in the room. You know?
Then they feel
and then they get all testosterone rushing. Yeah, and he's got to come up and show me his dick's bigger than mine, but it ain't.
Right, of course. Which has got to kill him because you're a dwarf.
Right.
Well, yes. When I say bigger, I mean width. I don't mean.
Right.
It's like a coffee can.
It's like a tuna can.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like an exotic.
Whenever the girls see me coming, they're like, it's more some time for some more chicken of the sea.
Unfortunately, he cannot hit you to save his life.
That's good.
What did you just do? What did you just signal
he's saying, Kiko's saying he's going to cut that out.
Really?
That's amaterial. All right.
Dwarf penises shaped like tuna cans.
And then when women see him coming up, they say, it's time for more chicken of the sea.
Hilarious.
Yeah, cut that out, Kiko.
You're going to have to keep cutting.
5 hours.
Vagina, 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 vagina.
Dick tuna, dick tuna.
All right, all right.
A little mayo with that dick tuna?
All right, Chris Perkins, I'm ready.
Please cut that part out. Please cut that part out. Edit that in post.
The crossbowmen shoot at Jim Dark Magic.
Continually.
The first one is going to hit you with a 28.
Sorry.
It does 8 points of damage.
Okay.
The second one does a 20 hit your AC.
Yeah.
It does 7 points of damage.
Okay, now I'm getting hurt.
Are you counting down?
Plus 1, Scott.
Yeah. Plus 1. I'll help you.
I have 6 hit points left. Shift?
Yeah.
On my turn, I'll help you out.
You fed the tuna man.
All right.
Hey, Jim just wants to let everyone know he is...
He's hurt?
He's hurt real bad.
Well, I think you should talk to the cleric about that.
Yeah.
Do you want me to hold my axe against you to make you feel better? It's cool.
Everybody make perception checks.
I got the facts.
Oh, my. Yes.
Let me know if you
Jim
rolled a.
Shit.
Let me know if you rolled a 22 or higher.
22
is
exactly.
Is 33 higher than 22?
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Today, I exactly.
All right, Omen and Erlefel notice a figure skulking underneath the
Son
scaffolding.
Is it a Splug?
Is it a skulker?
Oh, man,
Splug's here to help us.
It's what's gonna make the nom nom.
This guy is actually underneath the scaffolding. And
is he a ninja?
He looks like some sort of roguish type. He is all wrapped up in black cloaks. He seemed to have come in through the doors here and then just sort of crawled his way under the scaffolding, and he's trying to get around to this side of the room.
Okay. Really
and
odd.
Remain... Actually, he's one back. And remain...
Is it possible to point him out?
Now that you've seen him, you can say, guys.
Yeah, yeah. In the middle of the scaffold, there's some kind of shadowed killer. Be on the lookout, certainly. It's just a memo, basically.
A piece of paper.
Okay. And you can see he was all trying to be sneaky and stuff, so he's a little miffed when you suddenly, both of you, look hard in his direction.
For some reason, there's a drawing of a night elf on that. I don't know why.
Yeah, and we come to Omen.
Yes.
You're up.
All right. Did I just grab
my sketch paper?
Is there
any blank paper in here?
I thought I grabbed blank paper.
The answer to that would be no.
I'm going to deface these Penny Arcade drawings here.
There you go. That's blank. Give me that stuff.
All right. I think you just wanted to brag about how good a drawer you are.
But you want some paper? Here, look at my awesome drawings.
Okay. As a miner, I'm going to kick up a healing word on Jim.
Good call.
So it's...
So you get to spend your healing surge value.
So help me out.
Surge value.
Surge value is
so you get
7
hit points back, but I rolled a 1 on a d6. Okay. So you get 8 hit points back.
There you go. Just like 14? That.
Yeah, 14.
And you reduce the number of healing surges you have by 1.
That comes back each day. So now you have, yeah. Okay, so, but I'm still working.
Yep.
I'm still working for my money. I'm going to dish up the healing strike.
Great. Remember your battle standard.
On this cat.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't forget it.
Was I using the battle standard? Was I?
I took that into account.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great. So the enemy doesn't have to be in the zone. The person initiating the attack, is, as long as they're in the zone, that's great. That was a great investment.
I know, right?
Well,
what's up?
Can you heal me anymore?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to dish up a healing strike now.
Oh, okay.
And if it lands, you're going to get a bunch more.
Okay.
All right. That's the hope. I'm hitting someone who doesn't wear armor, so hopefully I can manage that. D20 plus 7. Fuck!
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh.
A 3?
Okay.
Jim is not impressed.
Moving on quickly now.
Jim is fucked.
The minions. One of them will pound on Omen, or try. He rolls a 28, hits you for 6 points of damage. The other one will take advantage of the flanking on Binwin. They cannot hit you to save their lives.
Oh,
I'm
thank
so glad.
The gods. That is so opposite of what happened last time. You have no idea.
And we jump to our Eladrin Avenger.
All right, so now I have all these cool, like, kind of burst deal things. I'm going to be using one of them.
I love it.
So let's see here. We have the...
How much does this weigh?
It looks pretty heavy. It looks like solid iron and steel. You'd estimate maybe about 300, 400 pounds.
Not 20 pounds. Is that what you're telling me?
Correct.
Okay. So they got the nice one. They got the nice version.
Now the braziers, the golden laid braziers, they're probably about 20 pounds each, and they're full of hot, burning embers.
I will shift forward one square here, and I'm going to use my Halo of Fire on my Oath of Enmity target of ire. So this is cool. Listen to Halo of Fire. Targets a circle of flame erupts around your foe, harming any other enemy that moves near the creature.
Yes.
Standard action, melee weapon, wisdom versus AC, hit. Two times weapon plus wisdom modifier fire damage. Until the end of your next turn, any enemy that ends its turn adjacent to the target takes 5 fire damage. And because I have this class thing called Censure of Retribution, the fire damage is 5 plus my intelligence modifier. So it'll be 7 fire damage if I can manage to land a hit.
Wow. Right.
And it would be 7 fire damage. Like, if I don't kill him, then this guy... Anyway, the hope here is that Mr. Barbarian is gonna get some pain.
Get singed.
Yeah, so this is wisdom versus AC. So that's... Oh, this is also big old plus 4 right there. Okay.
13, not
bad. Yeah, so you're looking at 17.
Yeah.
That's a hit.
Excellent.
He goes down, obviously, because he's a minion.
Right. And now this guy takes 7 fire damage.
Bah! How far can you move braziers?
Well, with Mage Hand, I can move things.
All right. He looks... Squares. Infuriated.
The barbarian has managed to get himself enraged, guys.
It's full of hot coals. I think the result is going to be good.
Yeah, but how do you determine damage on hot coals? Is that his job?
Yeah.
I see.
We'll guess. Next, it's Binwin. You are flanked currently.
Okay. I would like to shift out of that position if that's possible. Or, you know.
Yeah, sure can.
You can.
Let me see. Where.
Could he technically shift into the space Jim's in? Because I'm above him.
You could shift underneath him. If that's
Actually, no, you can't
because
adjacent.
You can't shift underneath Jim because that's difficult terrain.
Yeah.
You can't shift to difficult terrain.
So you know what? I'm not going to worry about that minion right now. I'm going to... if I shift to here, am I still flanked?
No.
No.
Okay.
You're not.
You're totally safe.
Well.
Well, not safe. Yeah, you're still by a barbarian, but you're not flanked.
Very good. I have all these wonderful attacks that involve attacking a second target after, but I can't do it because I can't get anyone adjacent, right?
Well, a passing attack, right? If you hit,
yeah,
and then move and hit again.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good one.
I can then shift one square. Like, wing, okay, here's what I'm going to do, guys. Passing attack. Marked on this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's a hit.
Nice.
19. That was
awesome. That's nice.
His D20 rolled underneath a napkin on the table, and we all waited to see, like, ooh, what's going to be? What's it going to be? And then he, like, just casually lifts it up because Scott can see it before the rest of us.
Yes. 10.
Oh, yeah, it's 19.
18 points of damage.
Ow.
Big on hit. Him. Then I
turn on your heel.
He is now bloodied.
Spin around.
When he is bloodied, he flies into a battle fury.
Uh-oh, so it's worse?
Yes.
Sorry. Oh, excuse me. Fucking I'm barbarians. Sorry. That is 19 points of damage.
Oh, battle standard.
Has battle standard.
Oh, ho, ho.
Yeah. All right, now you're going to dish it up on target 2.
Maybe not, though.
Maybe not. 5 plus 8. Secondary attack, strength plus 2 versus armor class.
That's a myth.
So, that would 9 or 5. That's, what's 8 and 5? 13? 13. 13,
yeah.
14,
15?
So.
Not enough.
Not for that guy.
Very good. But you know right. what? Enough.
That's Quite okay.
Enough. Yeah. No, okay. no. The first Jim. 19 points in a round is pretty hot.
So I can use an at-will power in addition to an attack?
You know what the best
part is? An at-will power is your attack.
Is your attack.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Give me 1 second here. Then.
Yeah, that between that and the action point.
Oh, come on.
No, in one round, you could have done it again.
Yeah.
And just bounce back and forth. We'll have an opportunity to do it. Trust
I know.
Me.
It's coming.
All right. Well... How do I know if throwing one of these braziers is going
to
be better?
Ask him for a guess. I mean, in terms of he wants to know, he wants to try a creative solution, which is to say, dump hot coals onto a man. Is that better than using one of his magic spells?
It will if you succeed in hitting him with this improvised weapon. You'll do a D8 fire damage, and he'll have ongoing 5 fire damage.
Oh, so he'll take a shot from it.
Yeah, essentially, he'll catch fire, and until he shakes it off, he'll continue to burn.
That seems pretty good.
I like it.
I'm gonna try to do that.
Okay.
So am I? What I'm rolling.
So you're basically.
Hand here is what I want to use, right?
Yep. So you're basically just tossing the braziers full of hot coals at him. Just make a ranged attack roll. So it's your base attack bonus plus. Well, it's your base attack bonus.
Yeah. Okay. So melee basic magic.
What? So. What's your?
Wouldn't it be a magic attack? Because it's.
a mage hand. I'm grabbing it with magical hand and throwing it at him, right? And,
but I'm mage hand isn't really isn't normally an attack power. So you're using
improvising.
You're improvising. So what's your dexterity modifier?
14. Two.
Okay.
And what's plus one per level.
Actually, what's your intelligence modifier? Sorry.
Intelligence modifier is
5.
Is that with 1/2 level?
Yeah.
6.
Okay, so it's a +6 attack.
So I roll a d20?
Yeah.
+6.
And because it's an improvised weapon, you're taking a slight penalty, but I won't tell you what that is.
Yeah, 15.
You're attacking his reflex defense. That's going to hit. Which one are you attacking, the minion?
No, I'm trying to throw this at this crossbow guy.
Up there. Okay.
Oh, nice.
So you toss a big pile of embers at him. Okay.
Onto the ancient dry wood. So this
with a ninja underneath it.
Yes.
Come on now. that thing is brittle.
Are you attacking the scaffold or are you attacking him?
Dude, attack.
I'm going to attack the scaffold.
Okay.
They're both on there. I mean, you're going to have to get off and it's going to be sweet.
All right. You cast the embers onto the scaffold. Roll your damage.
Which
a
D8.
And you light up the scaffold, which is all dry and...
3.
Okay. So the scaffold is currently on fire.
Do I get a modifier to that at all?
No.
It's just going to keep burning the scaffold.
Yeah, it's going to take damage at the start of your turn, basically. Okay, so it starts to light up. And they look very nervous. That's Jim's go. Are you happy hanging there? You're not going to move at all?
Jim is going to stay up there.
Okay.
For now.
All right.
It's working out pretty well for Jim being up on the ladder.
Are you marking that berserker?
You know what?
Yeah, you marked him at the beginning. Isn't that what that whole thing was?
He marked me, or I thought he had. You know what? I'm going to be honest. I did not remember to mark him.
Okay. In that case...
He's going to hit me.
Sorry, dude. Honestly, well, wins out.
He's kind of in a rage right now. He's not too particular about who he hits, so I'll say Odd is Omen. It is you. Here comes. In his battle fury, he gets a +4 on his bonus to attack roll and deals an extra d6 damage.
That's great.
So, he rolled a 26.
No, actually.
What?
It's better. 26? Okay, I guess.
All right. He does a total of 17 points of damage.
Oh, jeez.
Holy shit.
I guess crunch is not the best policy.
You got brutalized.
That is as bad as it could possibly be.